Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The South it's just bizarre. South Africa's neutrality in Ukraine was war questioned as South Africa joins the Russian naval exercise. I'm not making this up. This is true. Hey, I make up a lot of stuff, but I'm not making this one up. With South Africa deciding to conduct joint naval exercises with Russia, there are serious questions about this country's neutrality regarding the war in Ukraine. Stephen Groos, head of African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the Russia-Africa Project at the South African Institute for International Affairs. Help us. What on earth is going on here? Have we woken up in an alternative universe?
Hi, Howard. Well, this wouldn't be the first time that South Africa has conducted military exercises with Russia. In fact, there was a joint exercise between Russia and China about 2 or 3 years ago called Operation Mosi, and it conducted naval operations and exercises with American and British and European fleets as well. But I think the timing is really unfortunate and makes South Africa's claims of neutrality or strategic non-alignment in the war between Russia and Ukraine quite hard to sustain. You know, why in the middle of a war would you be doing military?
Oh, Stephen, the line is not a great one, but let's continue. Hope it settles. Otherwise, we will call you back. Why indeed would they do this? And surely this is viewed poorly. Part of one of the stories we spoke about this morning is that South Africa has just received a promise of $8.5 billion from rich Western countries in order to help us with our electricity crisis. And at the same time, they show them the proverbial finger by conducting a naval exercise with Russia. How does this make any sense?
I think in diplomacy, countries try and balance all the time. I mean, for example, if South Africa has a meeting with Iran, it will soon follow it up with a meeting with Saudi Arabia, as those two countries have a great rivalry in the East. You know, I think we're trying to have our cake and eat it and have the best of all worlds and not having to choose. So, you know, President Ramaphosa went to Washington for a White House meeting with President Biden, yet we still are cozying up to the Russians and, you know, for example, the yacht, the super yacht that is due to dock in Cape Town. We said we can't block a Russian yacht because we don't have sanctions on Russia. The sanctions on Russia come unilaterally from the U.S. and from Europe. It's not UN sanctions, so we're not obliged to abide by them. I think that countries try not to have to make difficult choices, and so they balance out one side to the other. But I completely agree with you that the optics of this one doesn't look good at all for us.
The optics is one thing. The fact that South Africa really doesn't seem to feel a thing really for the plight of Ukraine, the Ukrainians who have been attacked by Russia, surely is a concern in of itself. How is it that we can turn such a cold eye or a blind eye to these events?
There are a lot of South Africans who are not happy with how the government has handled this on a pure humanitarian basis. When you see those pictures coming out of Ukraine with the atrocities that have been committed by Russian soldiers in the areas that they've conquered, and then those have been liberated, mass graves, terrorizing the population, very harsh cruelty. South Africa is unmoved, and South Africa, you know, kind of says, well, this is all because NATO was encroaching on Russia's sphere of influence and Russia was feeling insecure. It rings hollow, especially for a country that prides itself on having human rights at the center of its foreign policy. And that's another discussion for another day, I think. But, you know, I think it's partly a strain of anti-Americanism and anti-colonialism, which still remains strong within the ruling elites in South Africa. I think there's still an affinity with Russia and a nostalgia for the days of the Soviet Union when the struggle was supported. Those things have proven quite hard to shake. And I think it means South Africa doesn't look objectively at what's happening in Ukraine. It looks at who is doing what and sees this war in a very different way.
Does it still really look at only at the history that, well, Russia might have provided some support for the anti-apartheid struggle, therefore forever and a day we will never question and criticize them for because of that?
That's not the only factor, but Howard, you'll agree with me, once South Africa makes a friend in the struggle, it keeps that friend for a long time.
Mm.
So no matter what Cuba does, it remains one of South Africa's main interlocutors and friends. We have long-standing relationships with the PLO and more latterly with Hamas. You know, those loyalties, if anybody looking at South African foreign policy can see how steadfast they are. No, it's not the only factor. But, you know, I think it does underlie and play into the way that this war has played out. I mean, you know, many of our current leadership studied in Russia or trained in Russia or elsewhere in the Eastern Bloc. But we also have a new generation. And we saw not too long ago when the referendum was being held in Eastern Ukraine, that the ANC youth league sent observers who said everything was peachy and, you know, it was all free and fair and so forth. And those referenda have been widely slammed. So it's not the only factor. There's also an economic factor that we want to do business with Russia. We might be getting cheaper oil from Russia. Nobody really knows. And frankly, we also have a ruling party that is broke in more ways than one. It's broken and might get tossed out at the next election. But we know that it can't pay the salaries of its staff. And there is already proof that some Russian money has been going into the coffers of the ANC.
Yeah, so so we can expect more of this. Can we expect global criticism? I mean, I just find it incredible that even in terms of the rest of the world, that there's no real, I mean, there are the comments, but we're still receiving $8.5 billion to assist us. Obviously just not that, but it's obviously not taken that seriously. Have we lost that? Do we have so little credibility that actually no one cares?
You know, I think that might be part of it, but I think South Africa gets a bit of a free pass sometimes, and it's sort of permitted to ratchet up the rhetoric and rail against the West, yet still doing business with the West and wanting investment. And so it's a bit strange. I don't think we get called out enough, and I don't think we really care.
Which is also just a strange thing in of itself.
Absolutely.
And can we expect more of the same? That South Africa will just continue
more, I think we are going to see probably more incidents when we have choices on Russia about this or that, that we make a pro-Russian choice, which makes our purported neutrality, strategic non-alignment very difficult to justify.
Yeah, and that's where we leave it. I'd love your thoughts, your reaction, please. 34519 or 0618951019. That was Stephen Grused. He's head of African Governance and Diplomacy Program Race and at the Russia Africa Project at the South African Institute of International Affairs. A very, very strange story as we continue to live somewhat in the twilight zone.